You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
On this Happy Birthday America weekend, the weekend of July 5th, 2019, yes, you are tuned into Tomorrow. Horatio working with the show out of New York. Erasmo in the control room here in Miami and also in our Miami studios.
Chris Graveline.
So happy birthday, America. Hopefully you had a wonderful 4th of July celebration. Lots of fireworks and barbecue and remembering the reason for the celebration.
Or as our British listeners would tell us, Happy Treason Day.
Yes. Take that, Brits.
It was the original Brexit.
It was the original Brexit. And a lot of people don't think about that, but you realize that. It was the original Brexit. Yay, America. How about them apples? Apple pie and American flag and all the rest. So, yeah, because the 4th of July weekend is this weekend, even though the 4th of July was on Thursday, we hope you had a safe and happy 4th. And if you were lucky enough to get Friday off, whoo, must be nice. Then you are in the midst, perhaps, of a very extended weekend. Unless you're listening on our free podcast weeks later or our stream 6-7 weeks later. Hopefully you had a happy 4th anyway.
Well, if you're listening 52 weeks later, it's 4th of July again. So happy 4th of July 2020.
Wow, that was a stretch. But we have got some exciting things for you today. Not just the reminder of new things that we have already added this week on our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Where was your reverb?
I didn't have any reverb there. Reverb team is on break. They wanted more money, union and all that stuff. Yeah, unless by the time you hear it, Erasmo added some reverb, you see. So if you weren't sure and you're listening on the podcast, rewind about 20 seconds. See if I was reverberated.
You just blew my mind.
But not only do we have that information for the summer giveaway where you absolutely want to participate, and when your call gets on the air, you automatically win stuff, but we've got an amazingly fun app of the week that you will not want to miss. We do need to preface it, though, right? Coming up in our next segment, that it may not be, even though we've bleeped all the stuff that you shouldn't hear on the radio, if you have young kids in the car, you might want to turn it down or be sure and listen on the podcast on headphones later, because you definitely want to hear this. Too much fun.
Yeah, if you're in the car with kids, hand the kids their mobile device, let them play on their tablet so they're not paying attention.
Yeah, have them put their headphones on, their earbuds, whatever the case, and then you can listen. That'd be fine. Again, we've bleeped everything, and that ought to give you a clue that there's a lot of bleepage in our next segment. But it's the most fun that we've had with an app in a long time. Erasmo took it for a ride. Had a fun trip with it. And that's all we can tell right now. But beyond that, we'll have some fun. Little tech news and commentary, and then we will jump to more of your calls so you get your prizes.
So a Google Maps error near a Colorado airport left more than 100 drivers seeking a detour stranded on a dirt road last week.
I saw this on the news, and I thought, oh, that can't be. But yeah, it definitely was, with 100 drivers taking the direction from Google Maps.
Yeah, because it was drivers that were headed to Denver International Airport that said they were diverted by Google Maps due to a crash on Peña Boulevard that led the app to offer a detour. Now, the drivers were led down a dirt road that soon turned muddy due to recent rains, and vehicles ended up stuck with about 100 cars lined up behind them.
Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Now, if Google was doing the right thing, they would have paid for all the towing and road service fees and stuff.
Yeah, but this is Google.
Yeah, exactly. They have more money than they ever will spend, but they wouldn't do that because that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, so one driver said, there were a bunch of other cars going down the dirt road, too, so I said, I guess it's okay. It was not okay. She said that her all-wheel drive vehicle was able to make it through the mud, and she ended up picking up up a couple of stranded travelers who were headed to the airport to catch flights. Google then conceded that weather-related issues can sometimes cause the GPS directions to become unreliable.
Yeah, unreliable was an understatement. Because you said all these people were trying to get to the airport.
Right, but see, the issue I have...
A lot of them had flights, I'm sure.
Well, the issue I have with Google's statement is whether or not it was weather-related, why would their app bring you down a dirt road?
Yeah, true. And that many people. Yeah. Which, on the one hand, good for Google. They have 100 people or more at that moment that were trying to get to the airport and using their services. But, boy, they blew it big time. Hashtag fail.
Maybe they should have been using the app that we're going to talk about next segment.
Oh, yes. Trust me, folks. You don't want to miss that. Well, maybe some good news for a change. Upcoming Google Maps features are designed to provide warnings and other information about things like hurricanes, earthquakes, and floods. Google said they plan to eventually add features covering tornadoes and other natural disasters as well. One would hope that it would be accurate information, however. Not run for your lives. There's a tornado, and you look out, and it's perfectly sunny day, no sign of any bad weather, but they messed up again.
Yeah.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah, and if you missed our discussion last week about your smart speakers and weather, then you have to check out last week's podcast. We had fun where we had three different answers from three different speakers or smart assistants about the current weather.
Yeah, very sad. And we thought for sure by the time we got to the third one that there would be a consensus and we would determine whether or not it's going to rain here or not, because Google Home said absolutely no rain, and Alexa said, yes, it's going to rain, 43% chance in the next hour or so. And then Siri said, it's raining now, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So no answer for that. It's just the way it is. But all three different ones. Oh, my goodness. Doug in Stevensville, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast, which you should sign up for, too. You won't miss a minute of all 3 hours. Yes, 3 hours every week. Hey, Doug.
Hi, Chris.
What?
Me too, Dave.
Yeah.
The other day, Verizon sent me an email that said I'm eligible to upgrade my phone, and they suggest that I go to this 5G-enabled phone. Wondering, what are the advantages or disadvantages to 5G? I've already got 4Gs on my phone. Why do I need a fifth? Unless I want to have a drink. Thanks for your answer, Dave.
Well, Doug, I don't know. You addressed Chris first. His name's not in the logo. Well, his last name is. But
yeah, but he mentions me and then a fifth. I wonder what he's trying to say.
Well, he knows. He probably follows you on Facebook. And says, oh, there he is again with another drink and a cigar in his hand. Yep. But, Doug, there's probably no real reason for you to go with a 5G phone yet. The infrastructure, number one, is not really there. The first batch of phones of each new generation tend to be less than great at things like battery life. And certainly the first one across the line is usually a mediocre phone at best, wanting to capitalize from the new G, as you put it. Overall, there aren't a lot of incentives, especially if they're going to try to get you to pay more, which companies like Verizon like to do when there's a new generation with better speeds. Now, in terms of advantages, you're basically looking at faster speeds, probably lower ping times. But do you do anything that needs faster speeds on your phone these days? I mean, we all like faster data, but is it that critical for you right now?
Now, don't get us wrong, though. You will eventually need faster speeds. Controlling something on the other end of the world without delay from your phone sounds interesting. A smart doorbell that doesn't take ages to connect sounds actually useful.
True.
But is there anything you use that needs that extra speed today? These are the early days, and it's likely that if you upgrade now, you'll end up with 4G services at 5G prices. Now, if you want to brag about being an early adopter, though, go for it. It's likely to be the biggest benefit you'll get from 5G in the short term.
Let us know, Doug, what you end up doing. And if you're lucky enough to be in one of those handful of cities across the country that has begun turning up 5G in those areas for testing, maybe you can actually utilize it. But good luck. I don't think you're going to see terabyte, gigabit speeds or anything like that anytime in the near future. Intotomorrow.com for more. And don't forget to call us. Be part of the big summer giveaway during this happy birthday weekend as well. 800-899-4686. You can call anytime.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Hopefully making your life more convenient with technology, we cover the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, things available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
3 hours?
3 hours. If your station doesn't carry all 3 hours, stop by that and visit that stream. We do it 24/7.
Yep. Podcasts are free for you, so you don't miss a minute. By the way, if you live in and around Nashville, Tennessee, you especially want to get the podcast. Trust me.
Coming up in a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Yamin Durrani, the VP of Sales and Marketing for eTechnology. They're a provider of, they say, advanced intelligent imaging technologies and products. Basically, they've got some pretty cool home security cameras.
Yes, you do want to stay tuned for that.
Now, into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
We know you have one. And I think it was you, Chris, that uncovered this one originally.
Yes, I mean, you've probably heard me talk in the past about the favorite weather forecast app that I use called WT Forecast. Well, this is another app that's created by the same people, and Erasmo took it for a test drive.
He did take it for a test drive. He said he never laughed so hard, and he had to stop laughing because he was recording the responses on this app while he was driving, and intentionally, well, first he was headed to an appointment on South Beach, all right? And he intentionally was early, so he took wrong turns just to see what the app would do.
And if you haven't caught on yet, the app, it's a navigation app for your phone.
Yeah.
It's called Backseat Navigator.
And imagine someone in your backseat trying to be a backseat driver that's irritating as all heck, yelling at you and calling you names and doing that sort of thing, maybe even without kids or mom or dad in the car cursing at you. Well, that's what this does. And that's why we warned you for the next 3.5 minutes. Don't turn your radio off. Just turn it down a little if you have kids in the car. We bleeped everything that shouldn't be on the radio. Have no fear there. Attention program directors, don't worry. But it's important that you kind of get the big picture. Now, imagine your regular navigation, your regular GPS, helping you with turn-by-turn directions and letting you know where to go, right? We always talk about that. My GPS always tells me where to go. Well, this one literally tells you where to go. And imagine Erasmo driving around South Beach on his way to this appointment a little bit early so he could take some wrong turns on purpose and recorded this for us. And we're just going to give you just 3 minutes worth of an example of this particular app, which is called
Backseat Navigator.
Backseat Navigator. Short name is BS, how appropriate, BS Navigator. Right. But if you want it, and we've never promoted an app so much as this one because it was too funny.
And it is free, so we'll tell you that before we get into it. So it is free. So it's not like we're being paid to sponsor this app.
And if you want to be insulted while you're driving and take direction, this is for you. All right. Or if you want to be cursed at, perhaps not. But you can adjust it, too. Chris is going to share, after you hear this, he's going to share the settings. But Erasmo went full boat on this. He said, insult me completely and curse at me completely because no one else was in the car. And he was doing all he could not to laugh. Ready? This is Backseat Navigator helping Erasmo get to his appointment.
Take a right onto North Bayshore Drive, then take the ramp towards Miami Beach. Your driving is complete f***ing bollocks. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Ooh.
Rerouting. We really need to learn to communicate better. Make a U-turn and continue on Alton Road. Hey, dip where are you going? Rerouting. Head southeast on Alton Road. Here's how this works. I tell you where to go and you go there. Rerouting. Turn left onto Jefferson Avenue. You body f***ing beetle-headed barnacle.
Whoa.
Are you going? Hey, Jack Wagon. Take a stupid a** right onto Washington Avenue. No. No.
It's turn signal. No.
Rerouting.
No.
He's the
turn
one that's up forward.
Turn left onto 4th Street. Douche canoe.
Oh, jeez.
Nice f***ing job, a**hole. Turn right onto 3rd Street, you idiot.
More turn
OMG.
Signal.
No. Rerouting. Turn left onto 5th Street. Seriously? Rerouting. Head north on Meridian Avenue for a half mile. There was this one time when you went the wrong way and that time is now. Rerouting. Head west on 6th Street, then turn right onto Michigan Avenue. Thank you for playing. You lose. In a quarter mile, take a stupid left onto 11th Street and crinkle these instructions up into a little ball and stuff them up your ass.
Whoa, okay.
Take a right onto Alton Road, FL907, you ankle-biting hamster f***.
No! More turn signals.
Make a slight left, then turn left onto 14th Street and you will shut your cake hole while I'm talking to you.
Shut your cake hole? Whoa.
Idiot. You're driving.
She must know my
Your account. Driving makes me sad. Are you trying to get us lost? Rerouting. Head north on West Avenue. Are you making mistakes on purpose? Rerouting. Turn left onto Bay Road. You yes. Hammering f***ing swag-bellied flax wench.
What? My gosh. Where'd you come up
Let's
with
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
It's called Do What I Say. Rerouting. Head west on Lincoln Road. You're wrong. The end. Rerouting. Head west on Lincoln Road. This is what we call a failure to communicate. Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street.
This is a Roswell GPS talking to
you. Do you think you know more than the f***ing computer?
Oh!
Rerouting. It's times like this when I realize I'm not the f***ing idiot. Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street, then turn right onto Jefferson Avenue. Why are you so bad at this? Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street, then turn right onto Meridian Avenue. Moron. Rerouting. Turn right onto Drexel Avenue. Have you done lost your mind? Turn left onto 16th Street. Do you think I'm pretty? I desperately want to feel pretty.
Okay. Yes, you're pretty.
Take a right onto 15th Street.
You're rude.
Sandy f- Beach Taco.
No, I want a taco.
No, he's a Sandy Beach
wrong.
Taco.
Rerouting. Head west on 16th Street for a quarter mile. You've got to be kidding me. Rerouting. Turn right onto 15th Street, you f***ing donut.
Whoa, now Erasmo's
Go
a donut.
Go ahead and slap yourself for me.
Slap.
Rerouting. Head south on Lenox Avenue, then turn right onto 13th Street. I know dogs that are better drivers than you. Rerouting. Head east on 12th Street, then continue left onto Michigan Avenue. Would you believe it? You f***ed up again.
Oh.
Rerouting.
I thought he was
Take
there.
A left, then you will arrive at your lane destination and just so we're f***ing clear. I'm totally the boss of you.
I'm totally the boss of you. Now see, wow. There is a robotic voice that has taken over. And by the way, Erasmo is not an idiot. He's not a moron. He does know where he was going. He did this on purpose to just get a reaction out of her. And is this kind of, this is the old Siri voice or something that
yeah,
they use?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of uses whatever voice is in your phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you talked before we started playing that about different settings. They do have settings for profanity level. You can have all profanity. They basically go by percentage level. So you can go from 0 all the way to 100%.
Okay, so if you don't want the profanity, you just turn that part off.
Right. So I,
but
if you
have the insults.
Right, so I haven't done that yet. So, I, you know, maybe when I have my son in the car, I'll use the app. But I'll turn the profanity level to 0% so she won't curse.
Yeah.
But I can still have the insults.
Oh, okay.
And in the app, in the FAQ section, it explains what the different levels are and kind of gives you, a, you know, what it's like. There, you know, it says it has like the medium profanity level is equivalent to what you see on TV.
Great. Wait, cable TV or broadcast?
Yeah, probably cable.
Yeah. Okay. But that, it got better, though, because then he tells us when he got to his destination, he parked in the garage and she was very quiet because, as she said, you have arrived at your lame destination. So he figures, okay, she's done. He puts the phone in his pocket, and he gets in the elevator to go to whatever floor he needed to go to, and there's a few people in the elevator. All of a sudden, she starts, you effing idiot. You know, what are you doing? Hurry up. I've got to go to the bathroom. Although she used other words. And imagine the people in the elevator turning and looking at Erasmo like, what the heck?
Uh-huh.
And he's just trying to be... You know, nothing to see here. That was bizarre. And again, if you want to get this, if nothing else, he's also promised to use it in the car. He didn't tell his wife about it. He's going to turn off the profanity but leave the insults up. And then they're going to go somewhere and he's going to put in the address. And then all of a sudden she's going to start getting upset with him. And Erasmo says he's going to just say, somebody hacked my phone. What the heck? And see what kind of reaction he gets out of Vicky. So that's going to be cool. So if nothing else, you might want to try it. Delete it if you don't find yourself using it a lot. But it's Backseat Navigator.
Yeah.
And you have to look it up that way. And then the short name, I guess, when the app opens is BS Navigator.
Yeah, which you can understand why they called it Backseat Navigator, because I'm sure they wanted that abbreviation.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the whole idea. And how appropriate is it for a backseat driver? We all have them as drivers. It's like, really? Do you want to drive? Be quiet. You know, stay in the backseat. Do your thing, but don't tell me where to go, so to speak. But she will.
Mm-hmm.
And does a heck of a job. And mind you, we cut a lot of it out because some of it was just getting to be too much for you guys to bleep. But you certainly get the idea.
Yeah, remember, you pay yourself by the hour, so you don't want us to bleep all of it.
Yeah, I know. I would have been bleeping upset about that on payroll. So if you use it, let us know how you used it, if you were able to pull it off on your friends and family and whatnot, and their reaction. 800-899-INTO. What's your favorite app?
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
This is Into Tomorrow. Thank you for tuning into the program, and thank you ahead of time for calling in and participating on the program. And it's not just because you would like us to answer a question, although that's a good enough reason, but how about because we're in the middle of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. I'm about to give you the phone number that you need to write down. Trust me on this. Make a note of it. Store it in your phone. Put it on the wall, whatever you have to do, because when your call gets on the air, and that's all you have to do to qualify, you don't have to remember some goofy saying or some nonsense or answer questions. All you need to do is participate on the program, and then you win some of the thousands of dollars worth of cool goodies, including from our next guest, by the way, all part of our annual Big Summer Giveaway. Maybe you've got a question about anything involving consumer technology. Perhaps you want to help another listener. You heard us answer a question and you've got some additional input. We don't have all the answers, much as I'd like you to believe that, but you have some additional input, or maybe you had a similar experience and you can share your experience. There's so many ways you can call in and participate on the program and win. All you need to do is that. Call 800-899-4686. Anytime, day or night, 24/7, 800-899-INTO. We want to hear from you and then send you fabulous prizes during our big summer giveaway. Our next guest joins us from a global provider of advanced intelligent imaging technologies and products, helping to keep your home safe. He's vice president of sales and marketing for a company called E-Technology, spelled Y-I, but pronounced E-Technology, Yamin Durrani. Yamin, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Hello, Dave. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you. I know, among other things, you guys do some complete home security solutions for busy, budget-conscious consumers, which certainly is a lot of our audience as well. But before we get into some of the products, and again, thanking you and your company for providing several for our summer giveaway, tell me a little bit about E-Technology and what why is it Y-I, but pronounced E?
So thank you again. So basically, we are a Chinese company established in Shanghai. We are 4 years old, and our company was a spin-off of Xiaomi, which is a popular phone company. And Xiaomi means little rice. And then we incorporated as Xiaoyi, but the name was difficult to pronounce for most Westerners, so we changed it to Yi. Yi stands for ants. So we are actually incorporated as ants technology.
So ants as in the little bugs that crawl around, or ants.
That's right.
Okay.
The ones that do that can lift 2 times, 10 times their own weight. So the idea was we are talking today about a Canon family of products that is a sub-brand within e-technology.
Okay, very good. And the Cami brand is what these home solutions, home security solutions are, right? Cameras and sensors and that sort of thing?
That's right. That's a part of a segment that we are establishing. We are almost pioneers in this segment. Most of the home security solutions that are provided by to end consumers are not do-it-yourself. You need to call somebody to install it after the wait period, and then there's a lot of add-on subscriptions and so forth. So what we tried to do was to give consumers the power to do it themselves and understand, because the homeowner knows best with what their security concerns are, and they don't have to call anyone, and also something that doesn't break their bank.
Yes, very true. Affordable is key, I think, conveniently for most of our listeners, for most consumers in general. It's not a matter of money's no object, just do what you got to do. Well, that'd be nice, but I don't think many of us can do that. So affordability becomes important, but yet we need that peace of mind, especially if it's involving security in our home, to know that whatever we're doing is going to get the job done, is going to give us that peace of mind.
Sure.
So what you guys do is help provide all kinds of things. I mentioned cameras, indoor and outdoor cameras, so we can keep an eye on things.
The Cami family it's one of the most complete product family. It comes with, there are three main segments. If you think about it, a home security is all about inside your home as well as outside your home. And so we provide a Cami sensor starter kit, which comes with entry sensors. Basically, you can put at door, windows, or even on your assets, such as a jewelry box or where you safely can keep your guns, right? So you can actually know if somebody ever opened it. You would get an alert on your phone that your safe box was opened. That's one set of products. The second is an indoor camera that is an AI-enabled camera that rotates 360 degrees, so you don't need multiple cameras. Suppose you have a 100 to 150 square feet room, but you put it in a corner, the camera rotates 360 degrees, take 1080p high-resolution video, and also you can talk two-way through that. And, and it has AI features that reduces false alerts. A cat, it can detect animals and humans, but if their light shines, it won't detect it as it's a real AI-enabled device. And the last product in this family that we've released is a outdoor camera. It's a waterproof product, IP65 certified. It's a wire-free camera, comes with a battery. And because, you don't want to go through the hassles of wiring and, go through drilling in the walls. So you can use that to just install. It's like a magnetic clip. You install it at a place where you can see the full 115-degree view. And then if, say, Amazon delivery guys come, you can get an alert on your phone that somebody was at your door.
So it'll pick up the motion of someone approaching and alert you.
Yes.
And we've had some experience with the cameras, very good quality. And, of course, that's the key as well. No drilling, no wiring to it. It's a complete Wi-Fi camera, right?
That is right. So it's a complete Wi-Fi camera. The best part, it doesn't even require you to connect to the AC outlet. It's a battery powered, and the battery lasts for most applications up to 1 month. For if you install it inside your home, it will last for 2 weeks. So when the motion, there are less motions. So basically, you can use it both for indoor outdoor purposes. Suppose you have a kid with the, and you want to make sure they are, that he's safe while you're out and the nanny is taking care of the kid, you can place it anywhere in the room without really trying to find a wall socket to give power.
Okay. But now, does the indoor camera have the option of wall power so that you don't have to be charging the battery a lot?
Yes. So the indoor camera comes with the it comes with the AC source. So basically, the indoor is AC powered and has the built-in, you know. And the other thing that we want to talk about on this is very important for end consumers is privacy. One of the things that we know is a big trend where people are concerned about big tech listening into their homes. And while we are, we took this into our consideration while we did the product development and made sure that end consumers can feel, you know, good about it. So we took Microsoft Azure cloud infrastructure that complies with GDPR standards. It's a European standard for security, safe, and privacy. And also, that's one of the strongest standards, even better than US. So we went with the strongest standards of privacy to meet. And then we have, for example, the indoor camera has an eyelid design. So if somebody wants to turn it off, the actual camera would roll inside the hardware. Means you could see it roll inside.
Oh,
so the camera is not exposed to the outside. So a person can have his peace of mind that I have nobody seeing into our home.
Right. And they have audio as well, right? So nobody else is listening in as well as watching.
Correct. Yes.
And that is a peace of mind issue. I think that's important for folks to know that you have taken privacy into consideration, because it is important, understandably, for all people. And they understand that maybe there's some limits as to privacy, but if you've gotten as much as you can to say, yet you can still access your own home and still keep an eye on the kids and the dogs and the cats and what have you, but not have to worry about your privacy, that's important, and we're glad that you're able to do just that. I understand that you can also help protect small business owners, I guess, much in the same way?
Yes, I think that it's very difficult to start a new business, right? And for SMBs, small, medium businesses, the 2016 data shows us that almost $1 million is lost in theft by employees, right?
Yeah.
And we want to address that. We want to give the SMB owner a peace of mind, of course, during the night times when he's not at his premise, but also while in a working day, he can see the employees and make sure that things are going as planned and that, there's nobody stealing money out of his shop.
That's good. So you can obviously install one of the indoor cameras over the cash register and keep an eye on the front counter or what have you. And the same thing with the other smart home kit, I would imagine, can be used in a small business, too, with motion sensors and sort of thing.
And the best thing about all these solutions is that most cameras that are they come with some kind of memory storage. We have built in plan where actually you can go up to 7 days back and see any type of motion. So it's a motion trigger device, and then it stores the data for end user, and you can don't need to go physically look at a DVR or a SD card. Instead, you can just look it on your phone and see what happens from a 7 days window. For a minimal subscription cost of $6.99, you can see up to 15 days, and for another $9.99, you can see 30-day storage. So that's a lot of convenience, and it's not too expensive. That was the goal.
Yeah, even the low end under $7 is good, because if you know there's a problem, the chances are you're going to know within 15 days. And if you need more because you're going to be gone for a month, fine, then you can get the longer plan. What about the 24/7 emergency response subscription? Is that what we're talking about, or is that something different?
No, this is different. This is the first one that I was talking to you was for a video clip that you can see up to 7 days. So you can actually essentially see the history of anything that happened for 7 days in your where you're using Cami, right, on a camera. But the E911 or the emergency response is, suppose you're traveling to, I will be coming to Atlanta on the 9th, and my home is in San Jose, California, and I see some problem happening at my home. If I call 911, it would route to a local number, which is in Atlanta.
Right.
In these type of stressful situations, you don't know where to call, and then they would give you it's possible we may get a San Jose number and so forth, but it's what we made it easy for a minimal charge of $4.99 in the beginning, and then, of course, we are giving a promotional of $2.99. You can actually get up to 5 cameras location-specific 911 features. So I have, suppose, 5 homes, and I have 5 cameras, so I can call just by pressing a button to that location, and I don't even have to tell the address. The operator would know exactly where the threat is happening.
Oh, that's good. So that particular camera then would be able to make contact with the local 911 police fire dispatch center. And again, you can be literally anywhere in the world, and the information would get to the right authorities.
Yes, it is a do-it-yourself 911 call, but it routes to the right operator, and it also gives the address of to the operator, so you don't have to repeat or be confused about it. So you can call and say, I have a problem, but it basically routes to the right location and gives the GPS coordinates of the problem.
Excellent. Well, for more information, we invite you to visit their website. It's yitechnology.com, yitechnology.com. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Yamin, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us, and thank you for your involvement with our big summer giveaway. We talk about you every week on the show now, and let's see how many more people we can help with these affordable ways for home security and small business at the same time.
Dave, thank you for having me on your show.
It's our pleasure. Again, yitechnology.com, pronounced E-Technology, yitechnology.com. Intotomorrow.com is where you'll find us and links to their site and all of our guests. And, of course, the complete listing for our big annual summer giveaway. It's all there. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, 2 or 3 times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Do you sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help. Anytime, 24/7, not just the summer giveaway time, but anytime you've got a tech question, let us answer it for you. Solve your digital dilemmas. Call us 24/7 at 800-899-INTO.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Man, do we have a bunch of cool stuff for you, and we are adding items almost daily. So be sure and swing by intotomorrow.com, click on the summer giveaway link, and check out the latest and greatest when you call in. No promises, no guarantees, but we ask you to mention perhaps 2 or 3 of the items available, including some of the ones we're about to share with you. And if we can, we do our best to get those to you. For example,
from Jabra, we had a box full of stuff, including their Elite 65T True Wireless Earbuds, the Elite 65T Sport Earbuds, and the Move Wireless On-Ear Headphones.
From Brilliant, you want to replace a dull, boring light switch? Boy, do they have the right thing for you. You want to visit Brilliant.tech, but single switch, all-in-one smart home controls. amazing. Do check them out as well. All part of our big summer giveaway.
From Razer, we've got several pairs of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
FinPower Digital with their 128-gigabyte iXFlash iPhone flash drives. They sent a few worth $100 each.
From WDC, another box full of goodies, including a 500-gigabyte WD My Passport Go rugged SSD and a couple of their 2-terabyte WD My Passport Ultra portable drives.
Man, those are worth a lot of money, too. From Catalyst, you need a case for your cell phone, your tablet. How about your earbuds and that sort of thing? Well, they've got waterproof cases for iPods that they sent us, AirPods, I should say, and impact protection cases for Apple Watch Series 4, and a plethora of other goodies from them.
From Lotus by Seam, got some of their personal safety wearable devices with accessories.
Oh, that's cool. DE World, their grip all-in-one phone mount for the car. It'll go in any number of places, from windshield to AC vent to your dash, all available for you for your cell phone.
From Ryobi, you've got some of their 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets.
And what do you need to do to get these? You don't just qualify. You win when your call is heard on the air. And the number to call day or night, anytime. And don't just call and say, hey, Dave and Chris, love the show. Give me a prize. That doesn't make it to air. We appreciate that you love the show. But you have to ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, share the details of your favorite app, something like that.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Eric from right here in Miami listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Dave. I go on a lot of business trips, and I keep losing my luggage. Is there an app that I can use to help track my luggage?
Well, Eric, why does this keep happening to you? Did you have a bad breakup maybe with a gate agent recently? And they're rerouting your luggage to Alaska or something? Well, anyway, seriously, the best app to track your luggage is the one put out by whatever airline you're flying, believe it or not. For years, many airlines like Delta have been notifying travelers via their apps when bags are loaded and unloaded. And they sometimes even tell travelers that their bag won't be making the flight, unfortunately, but that they're aware and will work on it and get it to you.
Yeah, now there are some gadgets that will attempt to track bags with varying degrees of success, some using Bluetooth trackers like the Tracker or Tile. Samsung even makes their own SmartThings luggage tracker. Gego, G-E-G-O, makes another one. Now, the thing about all those is that they're not apps, but they use apps. But they do require some investment on a hardware device that isn't guaranteed to work. Now, if you've reached your limit and can invest in one of those and try your luck, otherwise, a good travel card with decent luggage insurance and your favorite airline's own app might serve you better.
Yeah, we every time we travel, when we're traveling on Delta, for example, we always get a little sense of little relief, little peace of mind when it says your bag number such and such have now been loaded on flight whatever. You know, always make sure it's your flight too. But that usually helps, gives you peace of mind, and if you don't have a connection, the chances are it's going to get to your destination with you. IntoTomorrow.com for more.